加拉太书第四章十九节，他说：我小子啊，我为你们再受生产之苦，只等到基督成形在你们心里。
So Galatians chapter 4 verse 19, Paul said, My dear children, for whom I am again in the pangs of childbirth until Christ is formed in you.
所以她是一个属灵的母亲，对不对？
So Paul in a way is a spiritual mother.
那保罗因为他知道，因为神向他启示然后呢他依从神的启示，就信靠顺服这位主，然后他就有了一些生命的经验，然后对生命的事就有了一个实在的了解。
So through the revelation from God and his experiences in having experienced God, and he understands a little bit about life.
Yeah.所以他写，我们看一下，以弗所书第二章，加拉太书这边不要合起来的，我们今天会讲加拉太书第四章哈。那以弗所书第二章。
So let us look at Ephesians chapter 2.
一到十节是非常宝贵的经文。
Verses 1 to 10, it's very precious.
那他这边第十节他特别讲到，我们原是他的工作，就是神的作品，这是 masterpiece， 这神的作品，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
Verse 10 says, For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
对，他就是因为他自己被神做了，他成为神的作品，他知道他今天能够成为这样的人，对神有这样子的一个认识，那是因为在基督耶稣里造成的。
And he knows that today he can have such understanding of God, and he was able to be transformed by God is because of Jesus Christ's works in him.
那他怎么能够在基督耶稣里以至于生命被改变？他知道，就是因为他信靠顺服神。
And he knows that the reason why his life is able to be transformed through Jesus in Jesus Christ is because he trusts and obeys God.
我们前一两个礼拜已经讲到那个约翰一书那边讲到。我们怎么能够住在基督里，就是因为我们听他的话。
And in 1 John, as we talked about a few weeks ago, how can we live and abide in God and abide in Christ? And that is through listening to his words.
还有我们怎么知道我们住在基督里，因为我们领受了更丰富的圣灵。
And how do we know we can abide in Christ? It's also because we have received the Holy Spirit.
那我们的灵跟神的灵在我们里面，让我们的心跟神的灵使我们知道我们是在基督里。
And from our hearts and the Holy Spirit, we know that our heart is in Jesus Christ.
然后他说，而在基督里被神改变，目的也是要叫我们去遵行神的旨意。这里的行善就是做神预备要我们行的，不是跟一般没有信主的人讲的行善一样哈。
And the purpose that we are changed by God is so that we can do good works. And the good works here is not talking about the good works that Gentiles do.But the good works here is talking about what God wants us to do. So what God prepared in advance for us to do.
所以保罗呢，我们知道，他原来叫扫罗，神主动来向他显现，所以他说是神的儿子，亲自神亲自把他儿子启示在我心里。 好，这个是圣灵的工作。
So, we know that Paul initially his name was Saul, but Jesus revealed himself to him, and that's why he said that, God sent his son. God himself, came and revealed himself to him.
然后他说：“主啊，你是谁？”他就尊他为主，然后就去开始遵神的话，去过他基督徒的生活。
He asked Jesus then, "Who are you, my Lord?" And ever since then, he's been trusting and obeying God's way.
所以他被改变了，他知道我们的生命怎么样在基督里被改变。
Once he has been transformed, he knows how our spiritual lives can be transformed.
我们看他的书信，我们知道他就是。把神的道传出去，因为神的恩惠的道可以叫人被建立。
And from reading his books and letters, we know that, he did that through, preaching the gospel, to the Gentiles, to other people.
如果人听了神的，听了他奉主的名所讲的道，不以为是人的道，而以为是神的道。让这个道在他们的心里能够忍耐的结实，这个道运行在他们的里面，他们的生命就会被改变。
And if the people who hear, Paul's preaching, Paul's words, and, see that as words from God, and actually, patiently allow those words to take root in them, and, later on to harvest, then their lives too will be changed.
这就是帖撒罗尼迦教会的见证。
This is the testimony of the Thessalonian Church.
那保罗也知道，所以你在很多的书信里边，你看到保罗他常常在祷告。
And Paul also knows. So if you read, Paul's, the books and letters of Paul, you'll see that he's constantly praying.
所以保罗呢，他知道怎么样帮助人。基督成形在一些信徒的心里。
And Paul knows how to help other people, to have, Christ to, be established in their hearts.
那加拉太书第四章，这里他帮助我们了解一些属灵生命的事。
So Galatians chapter 4, it's helping us to understand some of the spiritual.Life, some things concerning the our spiritual lives.
好，那我们从这个地方呢，我们要来讲一下哈。那我的题目就是我们属灵生命的成长，就是其实就是加拉太书第四章二十六节哈。
So our title, our theme today is really, our spiritual growth, in Christ.
是从加拉太书第四章二十六节。
And it comes from Galatians
今天是母亲节，我们想到我们的母哈。加拉太书第四章二十六节，那在上的耶路撒冷是自主的，她是我们的母。
So it comes from Galatians chapter 4 verse 26, but the Jerusalem that is above is free, and she is our mother.
我没有跟学乔讲我要讲什么，那 我想我们大家都知道今天母亲节会讲跟这个有关的，但是这个跟圣灵有绝对的关系。
I didn't tell A what I was going to talk about today, but since today's Mother's Day, maybe, people know we're going to talk about something that's related to mothers, but it has everything to do with the Holy Spirit.
今天我们敬拜以后的一个安静，我觉得好像有一个，对我来讲有一个突破。
So after our worship, we had some quiet time, and for me, there was a breakthrough.
就是因为圣灵。
Because of the Holy Spirit.
所以基督如果要成形在我们的里面，需要我们的这一位母，她的工作在我们的生命中。
So if Christ is going to be, Christ's life is going to be established in our lives. We need to have, this, this mother, the Jerusalem, be established in our heart.
我们看啊，从二十二节哈，二十二节，
我 read verse 22。
二十二节就讲到说亚伯拉罕有两个儿子。好，我们看二十三节开始，一直到二十八节，我们一起读好吗？二十三到二十八。然而那是你所生的，是按着血气生的，那自主之妇人所生的，是凭着应许生的。这都是比方。那两个妇人就是两约，一约是出于西乃山，生子为奴，乃是夏甲。这夏甲二字是指着亚拉伯的西乃山，与现在的耶路撒冷同类，因耶路撒冷和他的儿女都是为奴的，但那在上的耶路撒冷是自主的，他是我们的母。因为经上记着，不怀孕不生养的，你要欢乐，未曾经过惨难的，你要高声欢呼。因为没有丈夫的比有丈夫的儿女更多。弟兄们，我们是凭着应许做儿女，如同以撒一样。好。
So verses 23-28, his son by the slave woman was born in the ordinary way, but his son by the free woman was born as the result of a promise. These things may be taken figuratively, for the women represent two covenants. One covenant is from Mount Sinai and bears children who are to be slaves. This is Hagar. Now Hagar stands for Mount Sinai in Arabia and corresponds to the present city of Jerusalem, because she is in slavery with her children. But the Jerusalem that is above is free, and she is our mother. For it is written, Be glad, O barren woman, who bears no children. Break forth and cry aloud, you who have no labor pains, because more are the children of the desolate woman than of her who has a husband.
Okay, 那这个地方讲到说，这两个妇人，亚伯拉罕有两个儿子，一个是透过他的使女夏甲生的，另外一个是透过他的太太萨拉生的。
So Abraham, from the Bible, has two sons, one's through Hagar, the slave, and then the other one is through his wife, Sarah.
那这边说这两个妇人是代表两个约。
Here it says that the two women here represent two covenants.
那亚那个保罗在这边讲哈。说这个夏甲呢，这个是跟现在的耶路撒冷同类，就是当时耶路撒冷是他们犹太教的中心，好，是跟他们同类，他是生子为奴。
So Paul was mentioning that, Hagar is representing the city of Jerusalem and the Jerusalem city of Jerusalem are the same, and they are basically Jerusalem was the center of the Jewish religious center.
因为加拉太书前面在讲到关于律法，那律法是属灵的，但是律法就是叫人要去遵行。可是这个遵行呢，律法没有办法使人得到神的义，他是生子为奴的。
So the beginning of Galatians is talking about the legalism of God's law, but it's talk and basically following those laws cannot.
Transform
our lives. So those are basically I'm sorry, I can't.
就是说，我们不能得到神的义。
Okay, we cannot receive God's righteousness through being slaves.
那你知道福音就是神的义，福音就是叫我们得到神的义。
The gospel is for us to receive God's righteousness.
所以保罗说，我们不是从这个之。因为保罗以前是守神律法的义是很绝对的哈，他说不是从这边来得着神的义，我们是另外一个就是，在上的耶路撒冷是自主的，他是我们的母，是圣灵生我们的。
And so we don't receive our righteousness through following the laws, but that we receive His righteousness from.Above from the Jerusalem that is above.
我们知道母亲就是那个来源。
We know mother is the source.
犹太教他们的来源就是地上的耶路撒冷宗教中心。好，可是我们是我们的来源是天上的在上的耶路撒冷。
The source is.From the Jerusalem on the earth, but for us the Christians, the source is the Jerusalem from above, and it comes from God.
我们看一下，创世纪，我们从这个我们就会很清楚哈。创世纪十五章那个时候，因为时间关系，我就不直接讲。我想我们都读过这个故事哈，我把那个重点讲出来就好了哈。创世纪十五章这边，神应许亚伯拉罕，他的子孙要多如天上的星，海边的沙。
So in Genesis chapter 15, God promised Abraham that.His descendants will be more than the stars in the sky and the sand on the shore.
因为神上说亚伯拉罕，我要赏赐你。那赏赐我有什么用？我又没有孩子，只在我家的这个仆人要。他说不不不不，你本身所生的才成为你的后裔，来承受产业。
So when God the Lord told Abraham that I will bless you, and Abraham said, "What's the point in you blessing me? I don't have any descendants, or my slaves will inherit my inheritance." And God is saying that no, but a son that comes from your own body will be your heir.
那所以神就带他到外面看看天上的星啊，说你的后裔会这么多。
So the Lord showed him the stars in the sky and said that your descendants, your heir will be that many.
那亚伯拉罕信，他相信神，好，那就算为他的义，就以此为他的义。
So Abraham believed the Lord, and he credited it to him as righteousness.
那后来呢？到了经当亚伯拉罕到了在迦南地十年之后，住了十年了，还是没有影子哈。
So when after 10 years in Canaan, Abraham still did not have any child.
那我们看十六章哈。十六章，第二节，撒来就是他的太太原来的名字。撒来对亚伯兰说：“耶和华使我不能生育，求你和我的侍女同房，或者我可以因他得孩子。”亚伯兰听从了撒来的话。
So now Sarah, Abraham's wife, had borne him no children.But she had an Egyptian maidservant named Hagar. So she said to Abram, The Lord has kept me from having children. Go sleep with my maidservant. Perhaps I can build a family through her.
那亚伯兰就听从了撒来的话。
And Abram agreed to what Sarah said.
结果呢，夏甲就怀孕了。好，然后呢，怀孕以后。我们看第四到第六节哈， 亚伯兰与夏甲同房，夏甲就怀了孕，他见自己有孕，就小看他的祖母。撒来对亚伯兰说，我因你受屈，我将我的侍女放在你怀中。他见自己有了孕，就小看我。愿耶和华在你我中间判断。亚伯兰对撒来说，侍女在你手下，你可以随意待她。撒来苦待她，她就从撒来面前逃走了。
So verses 4 to 6, Abram slept with Hagar, and she conceived. When she knew she was pregnant, she began to despise her mistress. Then Sarai said to Abram, you're responsible for the wrong I'm suffering. I put my servant in your arms, and now that she knows she is pregnant, she despises me. May the Lord judge between you and me. Your servant is in your hands, Abram said. Do with her whatever you think best. Then Sarai mistreated Hagar, so she fled from her.
那他逃走了，耶和华使者就遇见他，说你怎么在这里啊？他说我从我的祖母那里逃出来哈。那耶和华的使者跟他说，你回到你祖母那里去，伏在他的下面。那撒来就回去，他说我会使你的后裔很多哈。然后他说，而且呢，你如今怀孕生一个儿子，要给他起名叫以实玛利。
So when Hagar fled.From Sarah, the angel of the Lord found Hagar near a spring in the desert, and said to her, servant of Sarah, where have you come from and where are you going? She said, I'm running away from my mistress Sarah. Then the angel of the Lord told her, go back to your mistress and submit to her. The angel added, I will so increase your descendants that they will be too numerous to count.And that you are now with child, and you will have a son. You shall name him Ishmael, for the Lord has heard of your misery.
好，那这个时候亚伯拉罕86岁，一直到99岁的时候，耶和华在向他显现。那第17章是很重要的重点。好，第17章第1节到第5节。好，第1到第5节。亚伯兰年99岁的时候，耶和华向他显现，对他说：“我是全能的神，你当在我面前做完全人，我就与你立约，使你的后裔极其繁多。”注意那个“你的后裔”，这个的后裔的旁边有点点点哈。那如果我们人家说这个是翻译的人把它加进去的，如果我们把这个拿掉，那个意思就是说。我就与你立约，使你就是像你这样生命的后代很多。好，亚伯兰俯伏在地，神又对他说，我与你立约，你要做多国的父，从此以后你的名不再叫亚伯兰，要叫亚伯拉罕，因为我已立你做多国的父。
Okay, so Genesis chapter 17, verses 1 to 5. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am God Almighty, walk before me and be blameless. I will confirm my covenant between me and you and will greatly increase your numbers. Increasing your numbers, here it's talking aboutthe people like you. It's not just the descendants, but it's also people who are like you will increase in numbers. Abram fell face down, and God said to him, As for me, this is my covenant with you. You will be the father of many nations. No longer will you be called Abram. Your name will be Abraham, for I have made you a father of many nations.
好，那亚伯兰呢？他跟神这样子神跟他这样讲，那他说你要改名字叫亚伯拉罕。好，所以到第九节到14节，他又讲到你要行割礼，你们家所有的男丁都要行割礼，好，仆人也要行割礼，好， 不行割礼呢要从民中剪除。
And so, by verse 9, God is calling him Abraham and was telling him that he and his descendants need to have circumcision. And whoever does not undergo circumcision should be taken away from the covenant.
对，那第十五节，十五节到第二十一节，我们一起读哈，这一段话很重要哈。神又对亚伯拉罕说：“你的妻子撒来不可再叫撒来，她的名要叫撒拉，我必赐福给她，也要使你从她得一个儿子。”我要赐福给他，他也要做多国之母，必有百姓的君王从他而出。亚伯拉罕就伏在地喜笑，心里说：一百岁的人还能得孩子吗？撒拉已经九十岁了，还能生养吗？亚伯拉罕对神说：但愿以实玛利活在你面前。神说：不然，你妻子撒拉要给你生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫以撒。我要与他坚定所立的约，做他后裔永远的约。至于以实玛利，我也应允你，我必赐福给他，使他昌盛极其繁多。他必生十二个族长，我也要使他成为大国。到明年这时节，撒拉必给你生以撒，我要给他坚定所立的约。
Okay, so verses 15, all the way to, was it 21. God also said to Abraham, as for Sarah, your wife, you're no longer to call her Sarah, but her name will be Sarah.I will bless her and will surely give you a son by her. I will bless her so that she will be the mother of nations. Kings of peoples will come from her. Abraham fell face down. He laughed and said to himself, Will a son be born to a man 100 years old? Will Sarah bear a child at the age of 90? And Abraham said to God, If only Ishmael might live under your blessings.Then God said, Yes, but your wife Sarah will bear you a son, and you will call him Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him as an everlasting covenant for his descendants after him. As for Ishmael, I have heard you. I will surely bless him. I will make him fruitful and will greatly increase his numbers. He will be the father of 12 rulers, but I will make him into a great nation. And I will make him into a great nation. But my covenant I will establish with Isaac.Whom Sarah will bear to you by this time next year. When he had finished speaking with Abraham, God went up from him.
Okay, 那从二十二节一直到最后就讲到亚伯拉罕当天，他就在他们家就给男子行割礼哈。那这一段圣经呢很重要，我们跟加拉太书第四章讲到说，我们是凭应许。做儿女像以撒一样。
Okay, so on that very day, Abraham took all the male in his household and circumcised them.
And 还有他们家里一切的男丁。
And all the male, yes, in his family, in the household. What did you say about Galatians?
就是这一段圣经跟我们刚刚在加拉太书第四章我们。第四章二十八节，我们不是说保罗说我们之所以成为神的儿女，是这个在上的耶路撒冷，他是我们的母，我们的来源是在上的耶路撒冷这样来的，是凭着神的应许做儿女。
So this is closely related to Galatians chapter 4, just like Paul said that our mother is from.Above the Jerusalem that is above, and it's through God's promises that we are His children.
对，我们从这一章看到，亚伯拉罕 这一段话，这一章就是对加拉太书第四章这一句话很重要哈。你看亚伯兰，当神跟他说你要改名字叫亚伯拉罕，亚伯兰是尊贵的父，你要改名字叫亚伯拉罕，叫多国的父。
So when God told Abraham to change his name, so Abraham means a respectful father, honorable father, and then Abraham means father of many nations.
对，那你看圣经立刻从亚伯拉罕立刻改成就是亚伯拉罕，好，然后就是第一改名字，说改就改。
And you see how the name changes right away in verse 9. So right away when God promised him, God changed his name right away.
你知道在他们名字就是代表他们的一个属性哈。
To them back then, name was their identity.
所以从此以后呢，你看在第十五节，你的太太不可再叫撒来。他要改作撒拉。
So verse 15 says, your wife can no longer be Sarai, but her name will be Sarah.
你知道对他们不容易耶，因为他是族长耶，他是有头有脸的人，都叫亚伯兰，亚伯兰，亚伯兰，突然要改成亚伯拉罕，不可以再叫亚伯兰了。人家一定会问哦，为什么？如果我们是默默无名的，我们改名字也没有人会知道，对不对？可是他是那么有头有脸的族长的哈，他已经到99岁了，说改亚伯拉罕就改成亚伯拉罕，以前都叫亚伯兰，现在变成亚伯拉罕，哎，那这个是一件大事哎。
Okay, so it's actually a big deal because Abraham, it's been 99 years he was called Abraham.And he was also a very important figure, the master, I mean, for his own group of people. And so it's really hard for him to just change the name. People will wonder, why are you changing your name? And so it was a very big deal for him.
你想想看，亚伯拉罕那个时候可以跟那个四王五王打仗，他可以打败。他家有生养的318个壮丁，他在当地是一个，也是一个能够自卫的一个团体。好，这是一件很大的事。
And so if you think about it, Abraham back then he could fight with other kings, and he has in his household 300 strong fighting men, so that his household and his clan is pretty big.
那一定是他信神，他相信神，他福音神，所以呢，不管怎么样，改名字就改名字，他相信神要让他做多国的父。
And so it's that he believed God, he believed God will let him be the father of many nations, and so no matter what, he was going to change his name to obey God.
撒来不可以再叫撒来，要叫撒拉。
Sarah can no longer be called Sarah, but has to be called Sarah.
还有呢，行割礼，行割礼这是一个记号。
And circumcision is a symbol.
所以我们刚刚讲在加拉太书第四章说，这两个女人代表两个约。他说这个那个谁保罗说这是一个比方。是一个figuratively 就是对，就是说这是一个比方。那其实旧约的这一段话，旧约的很多的大事，很多时候对我们属灵的生命也是一个寓意，一个比方。
And a lot of the things from the Old Testament can be a figuratively speaking, can be an example for our spiritual lives.
比如说，神说要行割礼，后来我们知道，在哥罗西书讲，神 借着圣灵在我们的情除去肉体情欲的割礼。这个肉体情欲这个割礼如果没有除掉，我们没有办法真正的一直承受神的义。
And so in Colossians, it mentioned that when God wants us to do circumcision, it's not just the physical circumcision, but it's the circumcision of the heart, and it's getting rid of our flesh and our evil desires. Without getting rid of these things, it's hard for us to become righteous.
对，所以这边都是也是一个，就是就我们属灵生命来讲，有它属灵的意义。所以行割礼那么重要。那当神要祝福亚伯拉罕，使他有一个属灵的后裔，而且这个属灵的后裔后来可以极其多。那亚伯拉罕他必须要符合这些条件，他必须要信从神。
So for Abraham to to become the father of many nations and to he has to follow certain conditions. He has to trust and obey God.
对，所以第一个就是改名字，好。第二个就是行割礼。
So the first thing he needed to do was to change his name, change his identity in God.
还有第三个就是应许，神的应许。
And then the second thing is to have circumcision, not just of the flesh, but of the heart. And the third thing is God's promises.
我们从十七章哈，十七章的那个十六节，他说神说我必赐福给撒拉，好，你要使你从撒拉得一个儿子，他要做多国的母。
So Genesis chapter 17 verse 16 says, I will bless her and will surely give you a son by her. I will bless her so that she will be the mother of nations.
那个起先神说，不是你的仆人要承受你的产业，从你本身生的才是你的后裔来承受产业。
So initially God said, it's not your servants who are going to inherit your inheritance.But it's one that is from you will receive the inheritance.
好，那现在，所以这个神的心意，他们好像没有领受的那个，所以到现在神又说，不仅从你，而且要从撒拉的身上出来。
And now God was specifying it even further that it's not just through you, it's through you and Sarah.
可是撒拉已经九十岁了
，But Sarah at the time was 90 years old.
都没有月经了，不能生孩子了。
She did not have her period has stopped and she could not give birth to children.
从自然的现象来看是不可能了。
And so through the natural biological aspect, it's impossible.
所以十七章十七节，亚伯拉罕。就笑着说：“一百岁了还能得孩子吗？撒拉九十岁了还能生养吗
？”So in verse 17 it says, Abraham fell face down. He laughed and said to himself, "Will a son be born to a man 100 years old? Will Sarah bear a child at the age of 90?"
他很自然地发出这样的一个问号，这不是不信，很自然发出这样问号。那神就跟他就说啊，就以实玛利活在你面前就好了。
And so it's not that he was doubting God, but that it was a natural question. And so to Abraham, he said, "Oh, if only Ishmael might live under your blessing."
神说不不不，你的妻子撒拉要给你生一个儿子。
And then this is when God promised that your wife Sarah will bear you a son.
所以第一次就是刚刚十六节神，我必赐福给撒拉，她要生一个儿子。神讲一遍了。
So in verse 16 it says, "I will give a son by Sarah."
那这第二次神又说，不，你的妻子撒拉要给你生一个儿子，而且名字也给他，你要给他起名叫以撒。
And the second time it says, your wife Sarah will bear you a son and you will call him Isaac. So this is the second time, and God also gave them the name.
他说，我要与他坚定所立的约，做他后裔永远的约。
He said, I will establish my covenant with him as an everlasting covenant for his descendants after him.
这第二次，然后第三次，二十一节他又说，到明年这时节，哦，越来越清楚了，哈，时间都讲出来了。二十一节，到明年这时节，撒拉必给你生以撒，我要与他坚定所立的约。
Okay, so by verse 21 it says, but my covenant I will establish with Isaac, whom Sarah will bear to you by this time next year. So each time God was being more and more specific.
第三次到了十八章，十八章呢？有一次就是三个人都出现在亚伯拉罕他们那里，他们接待他。后来发现他们就是耶和华神啊，跟他的使者。那我们看第四次，神又在说第十八章的第三节哈啊，有其中有一位说到明年这时候，我必要回到你这里。你的妻子萨拉必生一个儿子。
Which verse?
Ten, verse ten.
Okay.
到明年这时候。
So then the Lord said, I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah your wife will have a son.
萨拉在那个人的后边笑，哈，他想我怎么我都衰败了，我怎么还能生孩子哈？
So Sarah was laughing to herself as she thought, after I'm worn out and my master's old, will I now have this pleasure?
你看神是全知的神，神都知道将来萨拉他会笑，所以他先说你要给娶一个儿子，名字叫以撒。以撒的意思就是笑，就是喜笑。
And so God knows everything in advance. God knew that Sarah was going to laugh at the idea. So God wanted them to name the son Isaac. And Isaac means to laugh.
那十二节呢？撒拉当时是心里暗笑。
Verse 12, Sarah was laughing to herself.
然后十三节，耶和华就对亚伯拉罕说，撒拉为什么暗笑？神都知道哈。
And so, verse 13, then the Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh and say,
我已经年老，能生养吗？"
Child, now that I'm old.
所以十四节，耶和华岂有难成的事吗？
So, verse 14, is anything too hard for the Lord?
然后第五次，他又应许。到了日期，明年这时候，我必回到你这里，撒拉必生一个儿子。
And the fifth time that God promised, I will return to you at the appointed time next year, and Sarah will have a son.
五次，神那么清楚的应许，那撒拉这下动了敬畏的心，不敢那个了。所以我们从这边看出，我们是凭着这个应许是从神的心里口里说出来的。
So here there are five times that God promised Sarah and Abraham, and this promise was from the mouth of the Lord.
不是撒拉有什么能耐可以让神迹发生。
It's not because Sarah had the ability to let miracles happen.
是神定义了，神就有办法使这个事情成就。
So when God determines something, He will allow it to see it through.
如果亚伯拉罕相信，那神就可以使这个成就；如果亚伯拉罕不信、不顺从，那可能就不能成就。
So if Abraham trusted God and follow and obey God, then this promise could be accomplished, But if Abraham did not trust and believe in God and did not obey the Lord, then this promise would not go through.
所以二十一章到了二十一章一到六节。
Verse 21, chapter 21, verses 1 to 6.
真的，真的，以撒就出生了哈。所以第六节，撒拉说：“神使我喜笑，凡听见的必与我一同喜笑。”撒拉生下来，撒拉，以撒的意思就是喜笑。
So by verse 6, Sarah said, God has brought me laughter, and everyone who hears about this will laugh with me. And she added, who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? Yet I have borne him a son in his old age.
我们像以撒一样，凭着应许做儿女。以撒的出生是不是一个神迹？是神迹，对不对？是出于神的意思，那我们可以成为神的儿女，也不是我们的能耐，不是我们的渴望，而是神的心意，神应许。我们如果接受他的应许，跟他合作，那神迹也会发生在我们身上，对不对？
So Abraham, and Sarah, they follow God's promise. They trusted in God's promise, and then so God's miracle was able to be accomplished in them. So if we also trusted and obey God, God's miracle can also be among us.
那我们这样讲，好像事情很简单哈。可是在这个过程。在这个过程是有一些我们里面神要在我们里面处理的哈。我们来看一下这个以弗所书第二章。以弗所书第二章。
It sounds very easy just talking about it, but there is a process, and through this process, we ourselves need to be trusted.
我们先不看这一节，我们先看罗马书第四章。罗马书第四章。
Let us look at Romans chapter 4.
我们看亚伯拉罕他的信哈是怎么样的信哈？亚伯拉罕第四章十七节，十七节到二十二节，我们一起读好不好？这段话非常宝贵。那我们看到在亚伯拉罕信靠神的这个过程里面，这个信就是站住，很坚稳的站住。心里相信，口里咬定，好，然后就是这样子的去依靠神哈。十七 ，OK。
We're gonna read verses chapter 17 to 22. And so just like Abraham believed in his heart, he hold fast to what he believed. And God will deliver.
OK, 我们一起读十七到二十二节。亚伯拉罕所信的是那叫死人复活、使无变为有的神。他在主面前做我们世人的父，如经上所记：“我已经立你做多国的父。”他在无可指望的时候，因信仍有指望，就得以做多国的父。正如先前所说，你的后裔将要如此。他将近百岁的时候，虽然想到自己的身体如同已死，撒拉的生育已经断绝，他的信心还是不软弱，并且仰望神的应许，总没有因不信心里起疑惑，反倒因信心里得坚固，将荣耀归给神，且满心相信神所应许的必能做成，所以这就算为他的义。
Okay, verses 17 to 22. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations, He is our Father in the sight of God in whom he believed, the God who gives life to the dead and calls things that are not as though they were. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed, and so became the father of many nations, just as he had been said to him, so shall your offspring be. Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. And he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had the power to do what he had promised. This is why it was credited to him as righteousness.
对，那第二十节这边讲说，他仰望神的应许，总没有因不信心里起疑惑，反倒因信心里得坚固，将荣耀归给神。
So verse 20 here says, yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God.
所以亚伯拉罕他就是很清楚是出于神的应许，然后他就相信，那不让自己不信的感觉使他心里起疑惑，他就是要信靠，因为是出于神的，所以我们也要效法他，就是我们要清楚这是不是出于神的应许，如果是，我们就是继续的坚决的相信。
We need to be like Abraham in a way that we need to ask God if certain things are from God's promises, are God's will. If it is indeed God's promise for us, then we need to continue to believe.
对不起，因为时间已经有点过了哈，我尽快讲一下哈。创世纪第二十一章。
Genesis chapter 21.
第二十一章那边讲到，后来以撒要断奶了，那断奶呢？亚伯拉罕就设法很丰盛的筵席。从第八节开始哈，你就用不用读了，就直接这样讲哈。第八节你读第八节哈。
So chapter 21 verse 8. The child grew and was weaned, and on the day Isaac was weaned, Abraham held a great feast.
第九节，当时撒拉看见埃及人夏甲给亚伯拉罕所生的儿子戏笑。
So the Sarah saw that the son whom Hagar the Egyptian had born to Abraham was mocking, and she said to Abraham,
你把他就对亚伯拉罕说，你把这使女和他儿子赶出去，因为这是你的儿子，不可与我的儿子以撒一同承受产业。
Get rid of that slave woman and her son, for that slave woman's son will never share in the inheritance with my son Isaac.
亚伯拉罕因他儿子的缘故很忧愁。
The matter distressed Abraham greatly because it concerned his son.
神对亚伯拉罕说，你不必为这童子和你的使女忧愁，凡撒拉对你说的话，你都该听从，因为从以撒生的才要称为你的后裔。
Verse 12, but God said to him, do not be so distressed about the boy and your maidservant. Listen to whatever Sarah tells you, because it is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned.
好，我们回到加拉太书第四章，我很快就讲完了哈。
So let us go back to Galatians chapter 4.
加拉太书第四章的二十七节讲这一引用，就是以赛亚书第五十四章讲的，这边就讲说不怀孕不生养的要欢乐，没有丈夫的比有丈夫的儿女更多。这边就是告诉我们，我们上面所讲的这些都是在讲属灵的生命，属灵生命的成长。
So Galatians chapter 4 verses 27 to 28Verses 27 talks about the glad or barren woman who bears no children. Break forth and cry aloud, you who have no labor pains. They're talking about our spiritual growth.
对， 所以这个我们属灵，我们里面的灵命，我们重生为神的儿女，就是圣灵的工作，借着水跟圣灵生的。
Once we have been rebirthed, through,
悔改跟圣灵。
Repentance and the Holy Spirit,
我们we were born as God's children.
We were born as God's children.
那二十九节，继续成长，我们的灵命的成长。他说，当时那按着血气的逼迫了那按着圣灵生的，现在也是这样。
So verse 29, at that time the son born in the ordinary way persecuted the son born by the power of the Spirit. It is the same now.
当时夏甲为什么会被会被那个撒拉那个虐待，会被他恶待，因为他就骄傲起来了。好，他为什么骄傲？我有你没有啊？好，我能你不能啊？就骄傲起来，就属血气的。好，神给你机会，结果他就骄傲起来了。
And so, why was Hagar mistreated by Sarah? It was because when she conceived a son for Abraham, she became proud and she was belittling Sarah, her mistress.
对，那因为这样，所以撒拉他就受不了了。好，那结果到了以撒断奶的时候，本来住在家里都好好的。这个亚伯拉罕也是有情有义的人哈，可是当大家在宴请正欢乐的时候，他在那边讥笑他哈，那撒拉就受不了了哈，所以就把这个赶出去，他不可以跟我的儿子一同承受产业。
So when there was a feast, everyone was celebrating. Ishmael was laughing at Isaac, and that irritated Sarah, and so Sarah wanted to get rid of him so that he would not be part of the inheritance.
所以保罗在这个地方，这个事件也是一个比方哈，就说如果我们属灵的生命成长了以后，因着神给我们的恩典，我们发旺了，或者我们得了什么那个，我们如果骄傲起来了。这个就是出于血气的。
So this is a warning, a reminder, that Paul is trying to say here, that in our spiritual life, sometimes when we grow, and we grow well, and if we become proud, if we our flesh comes out and there's pride in us, then God is going to deal with us.
如果因着别人，好像因着某种神特别的恩典，把别人本来以为没有的行的神迹，结果让人家有，让人家发旺了，那你就在那边好像在那边讥笑。那保罗说，这个就是出于血气的。
And also, if other people had God's grace, had God's blessings, so that God gave them something.From nothing, and you stand by and you laugh and you make fun of them. That also came from our flesh and our pride.
所以保罗在这边讲说，二十九节，当时那按着血气的逼迫的那按着属灵的按，逼迫的那按着圣灵生的。
So Paul said, verse 29, at that time the son born in the ordinary way persecuted the son born by the power of the Spirit.
所以保罗说，就像经上所说，要把这个使你的这个赶出去，他们不能承受属神的产业。
So Paul said the same thing. We need to get rid of the slave woman and her son, so that they cannot share in the inheritance with the free woman's son.
所以我们属灵生命的成长，就是从亚伯拉罕的这一家的故事我们看到。我们如果属灵生命要成型，基督如果要成型在我们的里面，我们必须按着这个的 属灵的法则进行。
So if we want to be transformed by God and our spiritual lives be established through Christ, we need to follow the words God has given us here, and not to mock God's blessings.
Okay, 那我求神帮助我们哈，圣愿我们的这个保罗说，保罗圣愿我们都被神做成，以后我们也能够去帮助别人，让基督的生命可以成型在人的里面。好，到这里，我到这里。
主耶稣，我们求你，主，谢谢你借着你的话，让我们明白生命怎么，我们属灵的生命怎么，我们怎么领受你从天上来的属灵的生命，还有我们的生命可以怎么样成长。谢谢你让我们有属灵的伙伴，可以在一起，当我们众人在一起的时候，你与我们同在，你的灵还有你的话就可以做工在我们的生命中，使我们的生命成长。主耶稣，谢谢你，主，谢谢你，我们是凭着应许做儿女，我们这凭着应许，主，求你给我们忍耐，给我们凭着信心跟忍耐承受你的应许，不仅有你的生命，而且这个生命能成长。我将祷告奉耶稣的名求，阿门，
阿门，阿门。